Once again, Paul Ramo here at the Loch Prow County Fair, and this afternoon, Farm Bureau recognized the Century Farms in Loch Prow County, and you've heard already a few of the Century Farm families, and we have another one here in Loch Prow Valley. Why don't you introduce yourself and tell us a little about the history of your farm?
Hi, my name is Christy Strike. This is my husband, Don, that you can't see, but he's here.
Hey, Don, you got to be pretty proud to have the family, you know, 100 years on your farm.
Yeah, it's Christy's descendants that moved on. Yep. And so, yeah, it was just a privilege to be offered a chance to purchase it. So, we've had it for almost 10 years now.
And, good.
And,
okay.
Yeah.
All right, Christy, tell us a little bit about the history of your farm.
Okay, so my great-grandparents, John F. Creasy and Mary Creasy, came from Clayton County, Iowa in 1918 to the area. In 1919, they purchased the farm, and it was 268 acres in Section 28 of Augusta Township for $140 an acre.
Wow.
Yeah. Now you don't even pay rent for that.
That's right.
The farm borders Marietta on the south and southwest side of the town. They owned it for 33 years, at which time they passed it down to their youngest son of 9 children, Willis A. Creasy Sr. After Willis retired from farming, he rented it to my dad, Larry, and Donna Gruby. Donna was Willis's niece. During that time, we got to do things like ride the bean bar together, which a lot of good memories, and I'm not sure if that sun was so great for us, but that's what we did.
I used to walk. I didn't get a bean bar.
Yeah, we used to do that, too. after 45 years of ownership with the farm, then Willis passed it to his children, Diane Bradley, and Willis... we call him Bill Creasy.
Yep.
He was a junior. There was, after my dad passed away, then my uncle Chester farmed it for a bit. And then after some time, he didn't want to farm it anymore. So then we were given the opportunity to rent it. So we rented it for about a couple years. And then decided to do some tiling and fixing it up a little bit. So then that was the time when Bill and Gail decided to sell it to us, so we were able to purchase that in 2016.
All right. Well, that's pretty exciting, isn't it?
Yeah, it was.
I like the story you told the crowd here about applying for the Century Farm.
Well, yeah, we didn't think about it right away. We knew when we bought it that, it's going to be coming up in 2019, but of course we didn't think about it. Then COVID. And then last year, we saw something about the Century Farms at the fair, and it's like, oh, wait a minute, we could have do that.
Yep.
So we went to the bank and got the abstract out and started reading that, and it was just fun to read all the history in there.
Yeah, the abstract tells a lot, doesn't it?
A lot that you don't, they almost used it like a will. Like this son would get this and this son would get this. It was like, okay, now this happened, so now you're not going to get that.
Yeah, that's right. All right, so tell us where exactly the farm is in Loch Prow County.
It's in Augusta Township.
It
borders the south and southwest sides of Marietta.
Okay.
So it's just along Highway 40.
All right. Well, congratulations on 100 years. Now we shoot for 150, right? You got somebody in the pipeline there? No?
Not yet. Not
so then you'll have to live to be 100 years old.
Working on it.
All right. Yeah, thanks.
You bet.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, bye.